sorry, buddy. It's your man, Jeff Manny, here with my good friend and ex-co-worker, Brandon Oishi. Say hi to the people.
Hello, hello, hello. How you doing?
Now, today, I'm glad my man's Brandon is here with me today. We're going to talk a little bit about marriage, children, and also a little bit about what's going on around the world. Now, Brandon, how long have you been married?
I've been married about 12 years here, coming up on 12 years.
Jeez, man, 12 years?
Yeah, man, I'll tell you what. It's been a while, it's been a while. It's not the longest, you know, but for my age, I think.
For your age, that's a long time, though, Brandon.
I feel like, yeah, we got married pretty young. I was like 22.
22, okay.
Just about turned 22.
Now, was she like a high school sweetheart, or did y'all meet somewhere else?
Yeah, you know, I guess you could say that. Yeah, we kind of met online.
Okay.
But I don't know if I told you this before, man. I think I have, but yeah, it was kind of through a friend of mine. They used to, you know, chat on these sort of like role-playing websites, you know, like fantasy role-playing. You know what I'm talking about?
I feel like I know, kind of like, you know, Dungeons and Dragons a little bit.
Like, sort of that kind of thing. Not that, but sort of that, you know? So, there's people from all over the world, I guess, on those. And, yeah, I don't know. Just happened to make friends with this guy and seen him chatting with them one day and kind of got into, you know, talking to them, and we were sort of pen pals for a long time, you know. We just kept in touch, writing letters like old school, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we just kind of hit it off, and we had a good connection, and we kind of talked to each other about all our problems, and you know, just it was like a dump for both of us. With all the bullshit that goes along, you know, I think I was 15, you know, and she was 14, she's a year younger than me, and I don't know, we just kind of kept in touch through high school and everything, and then she ended up going to school in Montana.
Dang.
And I'm from Vancouver, so I mean, that's a little closer in Virginia, so we ended up meeting up then, and I think we would have been, I think I probably would have been like 19 or something when we first met. I think that makes sense, you know, but it was awful, you know, when we first met in person. It was, I don't know what you expect from, you know, talking to somebody only online for the longest time and then meeting them in person.
Was it a little awkward?
Oh, it was so awkward. It was, yeah, it was awful, man. It was, and plus I was dating somebody too, you know?
You were dating while talking to this girl, man.
Yeah, well, you know, we were just friends online.
Okay.
So it wasn't like, you know, it wasn't like we were thinking it was going to go anywhere.
Okay,
you know
so
what I'm
like, it's more of like, you know, you had a lot in common with her, and you
yeah.
had a good time chilling with her, so it's like a good friend that, you know, I'm going to go and talk to her for a little while and just chill
yeah.
out.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, when you were younger, you didn't have any friends that you just kind of met, like, online that you just talked to. I mean, you don't really expect that you're ever going to meet them or anything, really. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to be honest, bro. Like, when I was younger, I was all about, you know, at 14, 15.
all my other friends just kind of like went home, and you know, it was just like a time, little time gap in there that, you know, made it easy to just get online. So that's kind of how that went. I was just spending my time on the computer. Thank you very much. I'm an outdoor kind of guy, so. No, man, but yeah, the meeting in person, not so good. Not so good off the bat. And
so do you remember how it went on that first encounter?
Oh, dude, so I think we, so she came up to Vancouver first, and I think they got in like real late, and so we didn't really like meet up when they first got in, but then, you know, I was like, well, let's meet up for like breakfast. So we had went to meet them and like took them to the spot, but like my girlfriend at the time was there, and she was just like mean bugging her like the whole time, and it was awkward because I was like waiting for it to like kind of blow up or something, you know. So I was just feeling awkward the whole time too, and then her and her friend came up, and so, you know, there was just like, there's a lot going on there, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't really get to like actually like talk to her that much or anything, and they pretty much left like right after breakfast, because I think it just went that badly.
Jeez.
Yeah, they were like gone.
They didn't even say like, hey, what are y'all doing later? What's going on?
Not really. I think they made up some excuse, like they had to get back into town or something, and just like left right away. So yeah, it was rough, man. It was rough.
Shouldn't have bought the girl, man.
Yeah, you know what? I shouldn't have even dated that girl. But that's another story. So, but yeah, anyway, I think like a year later, maybe something like that. I broke up with that girl like pretty shortly after. I'm pretty sure.
You ruined my friendship.
Yo, it wasn't that, man. She had some other shit going on. It wasn't gonna work out anyway, I'll tell you that much. So yeah, but yeah, and a couple other things happened too in between. So, you know, I broke up with her, and then I also got my own spot, you know, with a buddy.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah, so, like, I moved out, and so we had our own spot, and I was, like, single, and it was kind of like, well, you know, let's, like, try and, like, meet up again, and, you know, it's definitely a better situation, because we had a place for them to stay if they needed to stay. You know, like me and my buddy had just moved out, so we were kind of like, you know, in a party mode, you know, when you're young and you just kind of moved out of your parents' house, you kind of
do what you want.
So it was good. Yeah, they came up and you know, we took them out and we had like a good weekend, and you know, we kind of started to see each other after that. You know, like I would go down to Montana for a weekend, and then we kind of like trade weekends. So she'd come up the next week or whatever was like, you know, more convenient or whatever.
Oh yeah, that's kind of like how me and my current fiance do, man. Like she lives in DC, so she'll come over here, I'll go over there. It's a little back and forth. You got to do 50-50, you know?
You got to split it up. That's what it's all about, you know? Now and forever.
Exactly, man.
So, yeah, you know, the rest is kind of history, as they say. You kind of, yeah, take it from there. You can kind of fill in the blanks. We got married shortly after that, like a year or two later or something.
Oh, really? So how long did y'all date?
Oh, we like a year and a half or something.
And you were like, that's it. You mine.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, pretty much.
I don't want anybody else.
You know, when you're young and you're dumb and you just fucking go and do whatever, right? So we were kind of like, this is it, and let's just do it, and didn't really tell anybody. And,
oh, so did y'all like elope?
Yeah, we, you know, you can look up someone to get you married, mm-hmm. you know, and you just have to pay them like $70 or something.
Dang.
There's like a standard fee, and then you got to go get the marriage license.
You got to go to the courthouse.
And then, no, you don't even have to do that. You just need two witnesses.
What?
Yeah. So we had a place we were renting. It was like a house. We were renting in the basement.
Mm-hmm.
That same buddy of mine, and it was me and him, and then my other buddy Cody, and then me and my girl, and then the person who was marrying us. And so we just got in the backyard. We just like had a little thing, and you know, bought these like cheap little rings. Yeah. So yeah, man, did it like that, and then when we were trying to immigrate her into Canada, you know, we had to fill out all the paperwork and shit for that.
Oh, so she's a U.S. citizen. She's not from Canada.
No, she's from Virginia, man. She's from here. She's from.
Oh, dang! So that's why you came down here from Canada.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because we lived up in Canada for about 5 years. Or she, you know, I lived there. I was born there, but she lived up there with me for about 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, we moved down here.
And now you're going to leave us again?
Now I'm out of here, man.
Yeah, man.
I got to get out of here. Well, the getting's good, you know? Yeah. But, yeah, man, it's been crazy. It's not been boring, that's for sure.
There you go. You don't want it boring.
No, I guess not, right? I mean... Mm-hmm. And everyone's got a little different story, you know. I know you're getting ready here to take the plunge, right?
Man, yeah, bro.
October, what's that happening, man?
October 16th, man. Me and my little one gonna get married.
Uh-huh.
And then with me and her, bro, it was crazy. So she was actually it's funny because we actually knew each other when we were little.
Mm-hmm.
So like around 3 or 4, like we knew each other.
Damn.
Yeah, it was that, bro. I have a picture on my phone.
You get started early, huh?
No, but the thing is, we kind of did, but at the same time, we didn't see each other till like I think it was like 16, 17 years later.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there was this big gap where, you know, when we were younger, her cousin. So pretty much I've known. That's how I met her again. I knew her cousin.
Uh-huh.
She invited me to DC one weekend, and we went out to DC, and the first weekend, man, I didn't think much of her. I was like, you know, she's, you know, them DC girls, man, they got that sass on them. So
uh-huh.
I was like, she's a little sassy. I don't know if I could deal with that. And then I didn't really talk to her. I didn't pay no mind. And next thing you know, the following weekend, her cousin again was like, hey, you want to go to DC again? All right, let's do it. So we went again, and that night I actually paid more attention to her. We exchanged numbers, and yeah, now it's next Saturday. No, this Saturday is going to be 5 years together, man.
There you go, man.
Five years. That's awesome. Yeah, man. So, I mean, you know, not
I know
12, but we there. We getting there.
Yeah, but that's good. You know, that's good to take your time. You know what I mean?
Oh,
There's no rush.
Also,
there's no rush.
I wanted to make sure, bro, because my last ex, won't get into detail, but that was a whole nother, just like
that's
you,
right.
Whole nother story.
Yeah, yeah,
whole
nother
story, yeah. Yeah, bro, so I was like, I want to be sure that I want to marry this girl and be with her. And it's crazy because, you know, we knew each other when we were little, and then that big gap, and then it brought us back together. I was like, you know what, maybe this is somewhat destiny, you know?
Yeah, it can feel like that sometimes, you know. That is cool, you know. It doesn't always happen like that, but that's a cool thing. It's a good part of your story, man. I like that.
Thanks, man. Yeah, man. You know, who would have thought that I'd have a screensaver of me and my girlfriend when we were little?
Yeah, that's a trip. So what's up with the gap between like when you met and then?
Well,
you know, when you're older,
they stopped having parties as much. So, you know,
when you're
younger, you know, from 1 to 5 or even 1 to 8 or 9, you know,
yeah,
you have all these great birthday parties, all your friends come out, give you presents. And then I guess you get burnt out of birthday parties when you're little, and they're just like, oh, he's 10 years old, it's another year, just keep it moving. So, I mean, like, even after a while, I never really cared much about my birthday, but my girlfriend, she always makes a big deal out of it, you know. but yeah,
that's
man,
good.
So they stopped having birthdays, and then we just all went our own ways. I went to different schools. Plus, she lived in D.C., so I was rarely out there when I was younger.
I mean, I feel like you're up there all the time now, but
now
I guess it was different back in the day, huh?
Oh yeah, man. I was like back then. I was more of like all over Virginia. Sometimes I'd be in North Carolina, or sometimes D.C., but it was with like, you know, my cousin. So I didn't really know what she was about out there.
Yeah, and you know, that's true. Like when you're a kid, you invite all the kids over.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you get older, you kind of like get to choose your friends. So, you know, it's like you kind of, the group gets a little smaller too.
Yep.
So
you distance yourself kind of. It kind of happens because, you know, everyone's doing their own thing, or you like something else that they don't like anymore. And it's just a part of life.
So then, because I think you know you're going to like ask this girl to marry you, right? Didn't you? You kind of known for a while.
I pretty much, yeah, man. I knew since I'd say around the ending of 2018. Like I was like, all right, I actually really love this girl, and I'm gonna give her a ring.
I swear I remember you saying that. Like even maybe when you worked.
I told you all the time. Yeah, Tom was like, yo, man, I really like this girl, man.
That is cool, man.
So,
that's cool.
That's when I knew. I was like, all right, I guess I can give her a shot.
Give her a shot. You dog, you. But, you know, when you're asking her, have you guys talked about it before you asked her?
Oh, like when before I asked her to marry her?
Yeah.
Well, we kind of did. Like, every now and then we'd bring it up, be like, hey, you know, what do you think about you know, marriage and stuff? And I'm like, well,
right.
I'm down for it. If you are, I told her, I was like, hey, you know, we started saying I love you, I think, a year and a half, almost 2 years into the relationship. And then, like, I mean, once we started saying I love you, I was just like, okay, I actually do love this girl. So, she would bring it, like, I feel like we would both bring it up every now and then.
Yeah.
And then finally, I was like, I got the ring during freaking COVID season, man. But the thing is, I had the ring for a while. Like, so I had it before I went to Mexico last year.
Oh, yeah. And, dang.
Yeah, I was actually happy about that I got to go to Mexico before COVID happened. So, like,
good timing.
Oh, it's telling me, man.
But
and I went in January. And I came back, and I was like, all right, I had this whole thing prepared for March. Let's get ready, you know, had the dinner, everything planned. And we also talked about it. She wanted her parents and her sister there. So I was like, I didn't really care if my mom or dad was there. You know, because most people propose, and it's just them. Or a photographer, if, like, the girl wants a photographer.
It's usually, like, a private kind of thing, right?
So, like, I always saw it as, like, you know, I just wanted it, me and her. But then she was like, I wanted my parents there. And so, you know, I had to accommodate that. And I had a whole thing planned in March. COVID smacked me in March.
Big time, man. That was when it freaking blew up, basically.
Oh, yeah. Everyone was buying toilet paper and water. To this day, I don't understand why people need, like, 30 packs of toilet paper. It's not going to save your life.
No, that was the funniest thing for sure. It was like,
get all the
I thought it was like just in one area, and I seen like a picture of it, like a meme of it on the online, and I was like, God, that's funny, right? And then I went to the store like 2 days later, and I was like, fucking no toilet paper. That was bizarre, man. That one hit me.
Like I didn't understand like what kind of life saving thing a toilet paper roll could do for you, but I mean, hey, to each their own.
People just were expecting to take a bunch of shits, I guess.
Yeah.
You know?
And then also people try to return like a bunch of it back and they didn't accept it.
Well, fuck. Well, that's insane. You know, that's crazy. Anyway, off topic.
But yeah, man. So, you know, and then, I think it was around June. Yeah, it was June or July. It was
uh-huh.
It was about the end of June. I wanted to propose to her at this nice orchard.
Yeah.
It's like where they it's called Carter's Mountain. I think
you've
been,
yeah.
I don't know if you've been there, right?
I've heard of it. I don't think I've been there.
Oh, bro, you gotta go before you leave, man.
Yeah, I think
you're
telling me about this place.
All of Charlottesville is really nice.
Yeah.
Definitely, I'd say, you know, anybody, you know, everybody else who's listening, if you have not been to Carter's Mountain, go there. It's
mm-hmm.
beautiful. It's great. You can see the sunset if you like, but they also got great donuts. I'm over here advertising for them, but it's good. I'm serious.
Yo, you trying to get some sponsorship over there?
Hey,
what?
I mean, if they want to sponsor me, I mean, I'm not going to say no. I mean, I'll take even free donuts. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
You know me and food, man.
Mhm. Yeah, I do. I was. You said you're making that your lunch earlier. I was like, man, this thing's probably like a 5-course meal.
You know, I got some big glass containers, man, for lunch. So I got
nice.
To keep myself very, very well fed.
Yeah, you got to.
But yeah, man, I had that whole thing planned at Carter's Mountain. Then they ended up shutting down Carter's Mountain too, and I was like, geez, and. Finally, you know, I was like, her parents were going to, what is it called? I forgot what part of Virginia it is already. Oh, Williamsburg.
Here, uh-huh.
They invited me to Williamsburg, and I was like, yeah, sure, I'll go down there. I was like, you know what, I'm going to take the ring. It's been too long. I want to
yeah.
get it to already. It's burning a hole in my pocket. I just gotta get it.
Yeah, I bet it was.
It
yeah.
was, man. I just wanted to give it to you. I was like, you got to take it.
It and, sounds like you're hitting all the roadblocks,
man. Right, man? I was like, why?
Yeah.
I'm going to make this happen.
Damn.
So
good for you, man. Good for you. You know what? And that's probably better, too, because like, the spur of the moment thing is kind of, that's better, right?
She was very surprised. She
yeah.
Was very, she didn't know what to say. She was very, she was
mm-hmm.
like, I was like, yeah, that's what I wanted. Wanted that reaction.
Did you get it like on film or anything? Or?
Yeah, so her sister and her mom and dad were there, and
mm-hmm.
I looked an area up, like a nice area to propose to her. I was like, well, there's nothing much out here. I don't know Williamsburg, and I just
mm-hmm.
looked up botanical garden, and there
yeah.
was this really nice botanical garden, and it was in August, so I was like,
that's the spot, man.
What?
That's the spot.
Let's go, and that's where I asked her. And I told her, I asked her, you know, what we do in our culture, you have to ask the parents for the daughter's hand in marriage.
Uh-huh.
So I asked her mom and dad, but I asked her mom first because
yeah.
her mom was born in Mexico and she came from Mexico. So she's more thug. I ain't trying
uh-huh.
to mean to, you know, Mr. G-Rod, but, you know, he was born here. So, well, not
yeah.
born here, but he was raised here. He was born in Mexico,
yeah.
but he was raised here. So it's a lot different when you're raised in Mexico than you are here.
Right.
I feel bad saying it, but I feel like I have more respect for the elderly people from Mexico because they went through the shit, man. They
right.
went through the shit. Not as bad as here. I mean,
yeah.
yeah, there has been some bad stuff in the U.S., but I feel like they've been through that shit.
Yeah, man. Yeah,
through
I
that
get
ranch
you.
Life, you know.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know, but yeah, I get what you're saying.
Oh yeah, man. I've heard that's another topic, another story time, but
yeah,
it used to be all just farming and taking care of your own land. Like even when the U.S. had, you know, everything in the '60s and '70s. Over there, it was still like they didn't even have electricity in some areas, bro. It was that.
Yeah.
It's
like
remote.
Off the grid.
And I
for
appreciate
years.
That. Like, I appreciate that a lot because it really, every time you go once a year, it really humbles you down. And then you come here.
Yeah. And, well, and you know what, dude? Now it's like that's what the people in the U.S. are trying to do. Everyone's like, you get these people trying to get like off grid in that, you know?
Yeah.
It's funny, you know, now they're kind of like, anyway.
They're starting to see that that's the better life.
Yeah.
But and, yeah, man, and, so that I had to ask her mom first. We went way off topic, but anyway.
You're good, yeah.
But yeah, man, so I asked her mom first, and then I asked her dad, but I did not tell them when I was going to do it. I just told them I was going to do it. And her sister knew the whole time. Her sister was I told her, I'm about
getting
to
the sister in on it. That's a good plan.
Oh,
that's
yeah, bro,
right
that's
there.
Her best friend, man. You got to tell the best friend.
Yeah, for
and,
real.
I told her sister, I was like, I'm proposing today at the Botanical Garden. She's like, all right, just give me your phone. I got you. All right. And then I got on my knee, gave her the ring. Her parents were like, what?
Nice. So, yeah, that's good because, you know, the more people who are surprised, the better, right?
That's what I wanted, bro. I wanted them all surprised. At one point, I wasn't even going to tell her sister. I just wanted everyone to be surprised. But I was like, I got to tell her sister at least, I guess.
Yeah, you got to tell somebody.
You
got to
tell somebody.
I mean, if you want it on film, you know, you got to.
Exactly. So I had to have – well, at the end of the day, I was thinking about getting a photographer, but then things happened with that too, so I couldn't get a photographer. So her sister had to be the photographer.
That's chill though, man. At least you got it. You did it the right way, man. I don't know if you noticed the difference between our stories, but you know, I think you did it the right way there.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Honestly, at one point I was gonna do that too when I was younger. Like I was like. Elope and stuff, and then I was like, nah, something in me was like, nah, I ain't gonna do it.
Yeah.
Not gonna do it.
It's a good story now, you know, and people, like, get a good kick out of it and that, but...
But at the end of the day, people do that every day, too. I mean, it's not a bad, not necessarily a bad thing.
No, you're right. It's not. You know, if you do it one way, you kind of always look at the other way, and you're like, maybe I should have done it that way. You kind of hop back and forth,
you know. You saved a lot of money.
No, but here's the thing, is that we didn't, because, like, I think 2 years later or something after that, you know, our parents and shit were all so pissed off about it. We had, like, a ceremony, like, you know, with everybody, like, the legit, like, marriage, like, wedding thing, you know, with
the
dress and the tux
and
all that.
And stuff and...
Yeah, all that bullshit, you know. So, which I'm glad we did. And it was a nice wedding. It was a good party, and it was a good time. But, you know, it's just funny.
So you ended up, so you guys ended up throwing a party?
Well, yeah, we actually had like another wedding basically.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Yeah, in Virginia. So the first one was in Canada, and then the second one, like I said, was like a year or two later, and it was.
So y'all did end up going to the church and everything.
It was in Virginia. It wasn't at a church. It was at this like this rental building that used to be like an old historic building.
Uh huh. But someone married y'all.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And we had, you know, we had, like, the ceremony and, like, the reception and the wedding cake and all that.
Yeah, bro. It ain't cheap.
No, it ain't cheap.
And then I wanted to invite you to my wedding, man, but you're not going to be here.
I'm not going to be there, you know. But you know what? I've done, like, I've been to people's weddings, like, on Zoom before.
I'm gonna have to put you on my Zoom, man.
I'll do it, man. Just get... You know, get Brandon or Orlando or something with the phone up there so they can hold the camera and I can see what's going on.
I'm going to have to do it. Yet.
Actually, they're probably going to be in your party, right? Who's in your party? Have you decided? You made those decisions yet?
Yeah, we're going to send out the invitations, I think, in like the next 2 months.
Because
we went for our engagement photos just this past Saturday.
Yeah.
So we'll probably, like, we're going to start looking at, well, my friend's going to send us the photos tomorrow. So So we're going to look those photos over.
Mm-hmm.
And my girlfriend doesn't know this. I haven't told her that my friend sent them over tomorrow. But, hey, I'm telling you now.
Nice.
Tell them to listen to this first. No, but, yeah, man. So we're going to look at those photos. And she's over there saying that, what if I don't like that many? You're going to like some. All right? You're not.
Yo, you got to let the girl pick the photos. So that's key. Because, like, you can look like total shit. Doesn't matter, right? The girl has to be happy with the way that
she
looks.
She's got to, man.
You know? That's just a must.
That's another thing. So I'm just like, I'm going to let her decide. But I told her, I was like, mm-hmm. I'm going to keep them all regardless.
Oh, yeah. You got it. Yeah,
I'm keeping
definitely.
All those pictures.
Yeah, for sure.
None of them are getting deleted.
Do you, you got a best man?
Yeah, my best man.
Have you asked him yet?
It's my brother.
Oh, okay.
That
yeah,
way,
cool, man.
That way my friends won't be fighting and stuff, you know?
Ah, shit.
Because I know you're always going to have that one friend that's jealous. Like, hey, why didn't you choose me?
Yeah, you are, for sure. You will, yeah.
I might as well, you know, I chose my younger brother. And it's still up in the air if it's him. But,
yeah,
you know, that's another story. But,
yeah.
But he's the prime candidate at the time, and he knows, so.
Yeah, that's a good pick, man. I don't know how you get better than that, right?
Right, yeah, man. So, I mean, it's pretty much, he was my best friend when we started, so.
Yeah.
Had to choose him. And then, what was that?
Go ahead.
Oh, and then I got, I think, 5 groomsmen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, and then I'm wearing, bro, you're going to miss it, man. I'm going full authentic. I'm wearing a charro suit, the one with the big sombrero and everything.
No shit.
Yeah, man, I'm doing
that is awesome. I gotta see those pictures, man.
Oh, you're going to see them, man. I'll send them to you.
Yeah, you gotta send them to me, man. That's awesome.
Gonna wear the boots and everything. Not too pointy, because I'm not down that way, but they're going to be good boots.
Nice. And I guess you probably don't know what she's wearing, huh?
Well, she's going to wear a nice dress, but I don't know what it's going to look like because, you know, I'm also superstitious. I'm not going to look at it before.
Right. You're doing that whole thing right. Yeah, you're not supposed to see it,
yeah.
You know?
I'm going
to
wait till she comes out. And,
yeah, that's good, man. I like that.
But she's apparently the color, because, like, you know, some brides pick, like, a. I don't know. I forgot what it's called. Some kind of color, you know, just to bring in with the dress or something.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, it's this terracotta. It's like an orange kind of.
Uh-huh. Cool.
So I got to incorporate that into my suit.
Oh, yeah.
So like, and all the groomsmen, too. And then the bridesmaids, they're all going to have that same color dress and stuff.
Damn, man. That's awesome.
Yeah, man.
That sounds nice. I can see it now. I can picture it now, man.
We're doing a lot of stuff for this way.
That's fantastic. That's gonna be good, man. I'm sad. I'm not gonna be here.
No, man. It's all right.
It's good. It's gonna be good.
And you said how long you staying out there? For about a year. About a year.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're moving back to Canada, though, right? You said.
Well. We're going to see, you know, I think if it makes sense, we go back to my home.
Mm-hmm.
I've been looking at, like, land and stuff every friggin' day, pretty much. it's probably going to be like that, you know, like, build on a chunk of land or something.
Mm-hmm.
But it's expensive, man, so I'm kind of discouraged about it, you know.
Oh,
but
yeah, land's a little pricey in Canada?
Well, in that area, yeah. For sure it is, yeah.
We should do, man. You should, like, maybe buy a small 2-bedroom house, rent it out. Meanwhile, you're living out there and have them pay that rent pays for the house payment.
Yeah, dude. If you've seen these prices, like, back home, you know?
They're probably crazy.
They are outrageous. It's like, it's not even cool. Like, you think it's expensive, like, in Charlottesville, you know? This is like
DC
New York prices, you know?
Oh, so like, yeah, New York, like city expenses.
Yeah, man, big time. Okay. Yeah. But, you know, I'll figure something out. It's kind of up in the air right now, so
Either way, I've always wanted to go to Canada.
Dude, and if I settle down there or whatever, we get a place, you got to come visit, obviously.
Oh, I'm going to be down there, man.
Oh, you got to, man.
I mean, up there, not down there, but I'll be up there.
You know, bring your 3-4 kids you'll have by then.
It'll probably be around 3 or 4.
is that the plan then? 3 or 4, huh?
Well, that's what we're talking about. You know, we also been talking about kids, like 3 or 4. I'm leaning towards 4, but she's leaning towards kind of like 2, and I'm like, nah, we gotta have more than 2. Definitely 2. You know, I always told her, like, even she agrees that our kids should have a sibling, because in the long run, you know, you don't want your kid growing up only child. Because, I mean, yes, he could come out good, but at the same time, he might come out a little, you know, bratty. Kind of little,
yeah.
He gets everything handed to him.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. A sibling would be nice for my kid, you know. And it does make a difference, for sure. It does.
Speaking about kids,
and
man,
then,
that's the next topic. How old is your little one, man?
He's almost 3, man. He'll be 3 this year.
Oh,
it's crazy, man. He'll be 3 in May this year, so that's not that far away, man.
I mean, maybe, you never know, man. I might, when you move to Canada, I might come and see you. You're going to have 2.
I believe it, man. You guys are probably already working on number 1 right here, so.
Well, you know, I want to, but she wants to wait till after marriage, so we got to.
Oh, I see. Yeah. I see. My bad. You know, my bad.
We'll get there, though.
No, I know you want kids bad, man. And,
I love kids, bro.
So, you know, it's a lot of fun. I know. You know that already. But, yeah, just to go through it, man, it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun.
Oh, that kid's going to know a lot of stuff.
Yeah, you're going to love it, man. You're going to love it, and yeah, definitely. I could see you having more than one.
Yeah, it's
sure.
gonna be multiple, man. Multiple little kids.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to start my own soccer team now. Nah, she probably kill me, man. She don't want that.
Well, you need some people to work on the farm too, right?
That's
so.
Right. Hey, man, I gotta have them. You know, I don't want them to just be all lazy and stuff. They gotta earn their keep, man.
Oh, for sure. You know, if I'm outside doing any work, I got to have the kid there, like, helping me out, you know?
There you go.
Because, yeah, ain't nothing free
in
this
right.
house.
It's like, you can walk, you can shovel. Let's go.
Yeah. He doesn't do that much, you know? Even with the snow we just had recently, I'm out there, like, shoveling. He's got this little, like, tiny-ass little shovel, and he's, like, just flinging snow everywhere, but whatever, you know?
Flinging it in the same spot you just cleaned, like,
yeah.
All right.
He thinks he's helping.
Nice
so,
effort, buddy.
All good.
Nice
yeah.
effort. You ever push him in the snow?
Oh, we made a little snowman the other day. And then, excuse me, we got to throwing some snowballs around and stuff, you know? It's good. Like, last year we had some snow, but he was too small to even, like, play in it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So this year has been real good because he can, you know, we took him to the park and went down the hill, you know, sledding down the hill.
Nice.
And, yeah, building a snowman, throwing the snow around. And he's got his little toy trucks out there, and he, like, piles the snow on them and, like, drives it around. You know, it's been good this year, you know? He's old enough now to kind of run around and play. And it's good, man. This is a good age. I'm really loving this age. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, because you can still, you know, you can still boss them around and make them do what you want. And then also they can play with you still. Then once they hit, like, you know, that middle school, they don't even want to talk to you no more. Like, damn, all right.
Yeah. I'm not looking forward to those teenage years, you know what I'm saying? So,
it's like, I've been through that, and I'm just like, I don't want to go through that with my kids.
Yeah, for real, and I don't know, I mean, you're probably a good kid, but I was a terrible teenager, you know, so I know I got it coming.
Oh, bro,
I got it coming.
I was worse, man, like, bro, it was
terrible. I can't see that.
I was a bad kid, And then I feel like after I moved out here to Louisa, I like chilled out a lot, because, you know, I didn't know anybody out here. So I was just like, you know what? I don't care about this school. I don't want to get to know nobody. Like I told Orlando and Brandon that one time. I was just like,
yeah,
man, I came out here. I wasn't expecting to make friends. They were like, what? I was like, yeah, bro. I was just chilling, man. I didn't want to talk to anybody.
Yeah.
And then, you know me, man. Yeah. I'm just a nice guy. And I ended up just talking to everybody.
Yeah. That's hard to believe. Cause, yeah, when I met you, man, you're like the most like outgoing, like friendly dude. That it was like, if he told me that, I'd be like, nah, this guy's lying to me right now. So
yeah,
that's
man.
Good,
that's
good, man.
It was more of like, I feel like when I freshly moved out here, I had that feeling was more like, I just moved out here. I don't want to talk to nobody. I guess I had to give it time, and I did give it time. And yeah, and then I ended up just meeting a bunch of new friends and making a bunch of crazy friends too at the same time.
Yeah, you got to go through the ringer a little bit.
You know?
And I think that's normal, man. Like when I moved here too, it's just intimidating and it's kind of scary. And, you know, maybe you had a group of friends and it's like, you kind of like maybe, you know, invested in them. So you don't really want to make new friends.
Mm-hmm.
It's depressing, man. And it's like, I think the best thing to do is just kind of, you kind of just kind of let all that go and just get out there. And, you know, I kind of went through the same thing coming over here and the first year or two, even not really making too many friends, you know, and hanging out. But now it's like, you know, I'm right in there talking to a lot of people. There's a lot of cool people at work, you know, trying to hang out more.
Townsend was a good spot to meet people at one point. I mean, it's still pretty, I haven't been there in about 2-3 years, but
yeah,
I guess with COVID too, had things gotten a little bit, you know, separated.
It is a good spot to meet people though, because there's always new people coming in.
Yeah,
which is good. So even if you don't like the crew like right away, you know, it's kind of like wait a few months and there'll be some new people around.
You'll see some new faces soon.
Yeah, pretty much. So, and you know, mostly everybody's pretty chill there, you know.
Is Elliot still there?
Yeah, man, Elliot's still there. I talked to him today. Talked to him this morning. He's doing real good. Him, and like Chemo, he was working with Augustine.
Oh, my man, is Chemo still there?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, that crew's pretty tight. You know, I don't think they'll split those guys up.
Oh no, bro, they work too good with each other.
Mm-hmm.
Was it Alfredo still there?
Alfredo's still there. I worked with him today.
Ah,
you know?
That's but, a man right there, bro.
Yo, I love that guy, man. He's I get a kick out of that
he's
guy. I never worked
bro.
With him. Yo, I worked with him the first time like this year, and like didn't know him at all like the years previous to this. And I'm like, man, I wish I would have talked to this guy earlier. He's hilarious, man.
And it's funny because when you first get to know him, he's so serious.
Mm-hmm.
He's a serious little dude. And then you mm-hmm. get to know him. You work with him a few times. But yeah, man, you get to know him just a few times, and he just says some crazy stuff.
Yeah, definitely. And I get the feeling, you know, he'd be a lot of fun to, like, have a couple beers with. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, man.
You know, he's talking like he likes to get down on a couple drinks and, you know, have
he's
a good time. So.
He's like, yeah, I'll go home, you know, crack me a couple Modelos. I'm like, damn, uh-huh. Alfredo, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure, man. He's hilarious. So, yeah, he's still there. I don't know who else would have been there when you were working there. But, you know, all the top people are still there.
Yeah, I know all the old Hot Pots crew is gone, except for Avery.
And Trevor. Trevor's still there, but he's not in Hot Pots. He's in maintenance. He's in fine gardening.
Oh, they moved Trevor out of there. Okay.
But he's still there.
I'm definitely gonna have to drive by one day, bro.
You know, Rollins still there.
Ah, that man, Rollins.
You know, Fatima's still there.
Oh, Fatima's still there. Okay.
Yeah. Fucking trying to think, man. I mean, the two Brandons still there, you know.
Oh, what other Brandon?
Brandon Lane.
Oh yeah, that's right. He came back.
Yeah, he came back.
I heard
yeah.
about that one.
And Jose still there.
Jose. Oh yeah, Big Man Jose.
Big Man
yeah.
Jose. You know what, man? When I first started there, people were like, "Yo, that Jose guy, he's like so friendly." But like, yo, he used to be like a straight gangster, like back in Mexico and shit. And I'm like, you guys are pulling my chain, man. Like, they're telling me this shit. Like, he used to just, like, you know, be a legit gangster back in Mexico.
He used to be a thug, man. I mean, he was more of anything. He was in the military out there.
Oh, was he?
And then he did a bunch of crazy shit, and then he just came up here.
What did he do, man? What did he do?
I don't know, man. I mean, because I guess he was in the military, and then he can get away with a lot of stuff. I think he did help out, you know, with some shady deals back there.
Ooh, you should interview that guy. You should
get
man,
the
story
you know,
behind that.
You know, if I interview him, I don't know, man. I ain't trying to get him killed or anything.
yeah. People probably
too
listening
much,
in.
And then it's over. Like, oh, man. Yeah, you know,
oh,
Jose?
Shit.
Yeah, bro, they took him out last week. Like, oh, damn. I'm sorry, Jose.
Damn, man. I just want to hear that story, though. Just, you know what? Record it, but don't put it up there.
Don't put it up.
just send it to me. And
unless he gives
me
consent, then I would. I'm gonna have to, I want to go back to Townsend one day and see if I can interview at least a few of those people out there. But like, hey, y'all interested? You know, I want to make an all Spanish podcast because I have a few.
Oh, nice.
I have a few episodes that are like a little bit of Spanish, probably like 10-20% in Spanish. But
yeah.
I want to make like a full episode, so that's coming soon. Everybody who's listening, that's coming
yeah, that'd
soon.
Be cool.
All
man.
Spanish episode, maybe
who,
more than one.
who would you interview there?
The first person I would probably want to interview. I don't know. It might be, you know, like an older person. It'd probably have to be like. I really thought about Alfredo. It would have been cool to interview him. I know he's probably got a lot of stories. And probably, I don't know who, and Jose. I did want to do Jose. And Chelmo, man.
Yeah.
Chelmo's got a lot of stories, man.
Does he? That'd be good, man. I know Alfredo he's had an interesting life, too. So, yeah that'd be good, man.
Chelmo is hilarious, bro. He looks so serious and calm and, he doesn't say much, but bro, he is funnier than Alfredo.
Oh no, shit!
He is funnier than he's hilarious.
He does seem pretty like quiet and you know, like reserved to himself, sort of thing, you know. So yeah, that'd be good, man. You should. I think they'd be into it. Why not?
I'm gonna pass by probably in May and June when they give me my.
But you know what? He's got some stories as well, man.
Oh yeah, he's a crazy dude.
He's done some shit.
He
all
used
right.
to be. I know he used to be a hippie. I know he's done a bunch of
big
bunch
time,
of
and he's been like biking like all over the country and stuff, you know.
Mhm.
So he's got some good ones for sure, man. I've heard a couple of his that I didn't expect. You know what I'm saying?
I didn't. You know, yeah. When I first met him, and like he was all about like you know blades. This you got to sharpen them next week. I'm like, all right, bro.
Uh huh. Yeah.
And then one day, you know. When you sit in that office around two or three,
mm-hmm.
and all the you know higher ups come together,
mm-hmm.
stories start to fly, and I'm just sitting
oh, yeah.
there listening, like, "Hey, what's going on over here?"
Yeah, that's the best time, you know. It's still like not all the people are there, so it's still a little quiet, but people are kind of starting to get a little punchy at the end of the day, so the stories start coming out.
Oh yeah, man.
It's good.
I've heard my fair share from, you know, from Steve. Steve's done, man. That man, Steve. That man, Steve. He's a wild dude. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, he's a little kid, isn't he?
He's a crazy guy, yo.
Yeah, I bet.
He's one guy I miss, too. He's probably one of the coolest bosses I had.
Yeah, he's a good boss,
he's
for sure.
He's a cool dude.
Yeah, I'm glad he's there, because, you know, if some other people there were in charge, it wouldn't be so appealing.
It would not. You know, is Luke still there?
Yeah, Luke's there. Danielle's there. Avery.
I just
want to
say, you know, if Luke ever finds his way to this podcast, it'll be great because, you know what, Luke? Fuck you, Luke. No.
Oh, damn.
You can tell him I said it. No, but at the end of the day, Luke's a chill dude, man. You know, even though I said,
so
you know, forget that, man. But at the end of the day, Luke, he was okay, but, you know, he can be a little tight at times.
Yeah, yeah, you know, yeah, I've heard that from some people.
Yeah, that man Luke. Yeah, good. You're lucky you didn't have to deal with him at the shop.
Yeah, man. You know, I never had to work for any of them, really. I just worked for Travis, which was like
Travis was
that was kind of
gee, man. I miss that guy too.
Yeah, I at the very end, man, I just like didn't like working for him. No, just being honest. Yeah, kind of like
I heard he was being lazy.
Yeah, yeah, a little bit, and
I think
he was like,
what do you expect though, man? If it's your last month and you're like, I ain't coming back, you know what would you do?
I don't know.
I'm be straight up with you, man. The last 2-3 weeks I was at Townsend, I didn't do shit.
Yeah, because, like, what are they going to do, fire you? You know?
I'm like, I'm already going to another job. Y'all can keep my...
Yeah, you were out for sure. That job seems to... Nobody stays in that job that long. You might have stayed there the longest.
Bro, I was the shop man.
Yeah.
I ran that shop by myself, man. No one, you know, I had some help here and there, but I feel like no one ran the shop like I ran.
No, and it's different now, but, you know, actually, I think Rollin does a pretty damn good job.
Tito helped
him
too, right?
Tito did, yeah. Tito was helping him for a while now. He's got a couple other helpers now.
Okay. Oh, so he has other people helping him?
Yeah, they had a couple turf guys start to help him out right now.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, because at the end of the day, you know, that shop job, it can get a little hard some days.
Yeah, man, long hours.
Yeah,
you
and besides that, people come with the bullshit on their trucks, too.
Yeah, that's always a problem, right? You always try and put a stop to it, and it's like, never gets any better.
The only ones, though, man, the only ones I had the biggest complaint with is, you know what group.
I mean, Fine Gardening or... You know what? Who has the worst trucks and probably gets the most complaints is Special Projects, because they got that truck 20. It doesn't dump.
Yeah,
you know?
truck 20 could be, you know, troublesome. But you know,
yeah.
I got them on a rhythm where, like, you know, keep everything, all the trash to the very entrance, not to the back. But you know, some people who took it that wasn't, was it Telmo or Augustine? If it wasn't one of them, then, yeah, it would come back kind of messed up. But, bro, the group that had the worst trucks was Hot Pot. Every time.
The box truck, you know.
Doesn't dump.
All the trash.
Super long box truck. They would mix the soil with the buckets and everything.
Yeah.
Mixed, and I was just like, man.
Yeah. That was like Jordan and Trevor. Then they had a bunch of random people kind of coming through.
Yeah, they had a bunch of people that didn't know what they were doing. They just threw everything up in there.
Yeah, they were a mess for sure. Damn, man.
End of the day, though, it was pretty good job.
Yeah, man, it was good having you around there, you know. Kind of miss that energy.
I messed around with all the Bobcats, broke a bunch of stuff. It was a good time. Good time.
Yeah, you broke my gate.
I missed
that area. You broke the gate on my truck.
Huh?
You broke the gate on my truck at the back gate.
Which one?
I think it was the one the gates used to swing around and, like, walk down.
Yep,
and
I
you didn't
did.
lock them.
I did do that.
Yeah, you just did.
I let you know, though, didn't I?
Yeah,
I was like, bro,
you did.
I broke
you
the
did.
Gates. Don't tell nobody, but I did it.
you know what? They completely redid that truck, basically. They put, like, a box on the side of it.
Really?
And they redid the back so that the gates don't, like, really swing. They kind of just lift off, you know?
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Dang.
Good one.
Yeah, but I mean, everybody had their own preferences of their trucks too. Like, hey, I want my gate built this way and that way. I must have built like, I think, at least 12 different gates.
Yeah, different ways,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Can you put this handle on the side and then also have this part for the, you know, the extension cable? Like, wait, what? Like, what are you doing?
Yeah. Yo, legit, like the worst truck probably even back then was 44. That back gate on that thing, man, that is the heaviest gate on that thing.
I'm gonna be honest with you, man, I love that gate.
That
I love
thing,
that
like,
heavy gate because I knew it would lock in, it would never pop out, and every time I would put it in there, I was like, yeah, this gate ain't moving. And then then people started complaining, it's too heavy, my back hurts, I got a vagina. Get out of here.
People throwing their shoulders out and shit on that thing.
Oh, bro, yeah, I felt kind of bad because some people did hurt themselves with that gate. And I think I saved 3 people from almost crushing themselves with that gate.
Yeah, man.
I saved Alfredo because he thought it was not that heavy. And I was like, Alfredo,
oh
it's a heavy truck, man. It's a heavy gate. Be careful, man. This man goes for it. I was standing right there next to him. I was like, I know this is going to go wrong. And he starts leaning back, and I grab it from him. I'm like, I told you, man. I told you.
Yeah. And that dude is, like, straight up, like, 4'10", you know
what
I mean?
Yeah, bro, he's a short little man trying to lift that heavy gate. I'm like, come on, Alfredo.
And 44, man, that gate sits up about, like, 4 feet, you know? That's a tall truck. Damn, man.
And you just start seeing this short dude leaning back, and I was like, yep.
I can picture that.
Fatima tried to take it off one time. I said, no.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Yeah, that thing was, you know, that thing was a beast.
Avery tried too, but it never even moved. It was funny.
Yeah.
I'm like, Avery, you can't even move the gate. Don't even try to take it off.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, you got to love her, but I couldn't. I mean, that thing, and plus when it rained in that thing would get, like, wedged in there because all the wood would expand.
Oh, yeah, man.
You know?
I remember I had to pull out that gate with a Bobcat a few times because it would get stuck up in there. I'm like, I love this gate because it's not going to move, but, hey, at the end of the day, I got to take it out.
That is stupid. That's dumb, man.
They stopped using that gate, though. I remember I made that new gate for that truck, too.
It's still shitty, though. It's still heavy and everything, you know what I mean?
Oh, they added more boards to the new gate, too, right?
Yeah, I think they did because it's part of the Leaf truck, so it was like it had all this friggin' shit all over it, you know, that they put on there, and it's like, it's still just as bad, man. Yeah, you know, town's away.
That's the town's away, man.
Yeah.
That town's away. Dang, man,
man.
We didn't get to go into the topic of what's going on around the world, but
we can save it for another one, you know? We can do a part two.
Yeah, we'll save that for another one.
How's that, you know?
Exactly. But you know what? I'm not going to take too much more of your time, Brandon. Thank you.
Thanks, man. You know, the time kind of flew by, and I'm glad we got to finally do it because we've been kind of trying to get this on the schedule for a while, and
yep.
You know, I think we rescheduled this probably like 5 or 6 times, so
oh yeah,
it's
man.
Good.
It's been a bunch of times, like, come on, finally Brandon had time. No, but I understand.
No, that's good, man. I'm glad we got it done. I'm always happy to talk to you, man, so we should do it again sometime.
We will definitely do it again, and I'm gonna maybe bring Orlando again. He said he wants to do another episode, so
probably
bring some of the
man.
Guys out. Maybe have a whole group thing at it.
I'm all for it, man. You set it up. Let me know.
But all right, everybody, thank you for listening. And I want to thank everybody who's going to give their time and effort to listen to this. So with that, I hope y'all have a good night. Be safe. Take care from all the COVID BS. And have a good night. Or good morning, wherever you're at.
Life, I come across fans and hoes, and I like to give my fans a role. Curse of the talented, everywhere I go, they wanna change clothes and pose. But my wife be in my dreams, bruh, though I didn't see it, I saw it.